And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over to our friends, Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikirirua, going throughout the Waikato, and squally kind of day out here in Whangarau today. Congratulations, good people of Whangarau, you survived your first hailstorm of the season, so I hope that was all right. And today on the show later on, we're going to be talking to Roger Matthews, who is the Presidente of the New Zealand Fiji Growing Association. Yes, there is such a thing. And he's also a board member of the Waikato branch of the New Zealand Tree Crops Association. So before that, also I'll do some weather, some gardening to do's, public service announcements, things like that. In the meantime, here goes Banshee Reel with their song, Horses.
I'm going down to the river, I know it's running free. So deep and wide, no fair tides, wish that this was me. For I'm sick of dale and sorrow, I'm sick of trade and pain. I'm sick of questions asked of me, the answer stays the same. Singing Hela, Hela. I'm singing Hela, Hela, Hela. Sometimes I think of you. Once we ran the gauntlet, well, the love was just a stone's throw. Once we ran for cover from all the things we both know. So to me, I'm singing Hela.
Oh, there we are, folks. That was Banshee Real there with their song Horses, and I'm still getting things organised in the studio here, but I've got a treat for you music lovers. Here's a alternative version of One Rainy Wish by Jimi Hendrix. Hope you enjoy this. There we are, music lovers. That was an alternative version of One Rainy Wish by Jimi Hendrix. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to do some weather now. And yes, it's blowy and another hailstorm just before as well here in Whangaroa and around Aotearoa. What can I tell you? Well, Wednesday's colder and wetter for northern New Zealand as a surge of gales and rain showers moves through. There sure are. Windy weather is a straight line squash zone between the deepening low pressure zone east of the North Island and the incoming high pressure system to the west. It's this area of high pressure that's controlled New Zealand's weather for the past couple of weeks. Being placed near Tasmania, but by Saturday it lies near the far north, and this more northern placement ushers in milder winds for New Zealand late week and into Saturday. So Wednesday is going to come straight in off the Southern Ocean, and I'm not surprised about that. And the Tasman Sea regions, The squash zone of Windy to Gale Four Southwesters will move into Auckland on today, this afternoon, and evening, and tonight as well, and will affect other northern parts of New Zealand, such as Coromandel Peninsula, coastal Waikato, Northland, and Taranaki. Some isolated power outages are possible. These winds remain on Thursday, but not to the same intensity, and some showers elsewhere may be squally and bring locally strong winds and heavy rain. Possibly hail, yes, and thunderstorms, yes. Having all these in here in Whangaroa. So there's some weather. It's going to get better from today. Today's probably going to be the worst of it. What can we expect for the rest of the week in the Waikato? Yes, well, windy tomorrow once more. And then it's going to be cloudy, a little bit of sunshine Friday, Saturday, expecting some showers Sunday. And then it's kind of back to cloudy and a little bit of sunshine for early into next week. Today, high 13 degrees. Tomorrow, 16, then 17 for the next few days, then sort of dropping down to 15, 16, and nighttime temperatures 11 degrees tonight. 14 tomorrow night, 13 Friday, 14 Saturday, then down to 11 and 10 degrees for the rest of the week. And the winds are southwest, 56 k's they're expecting today. Southwesters right through till Friday, and then they move west-southwesterly into the weekend, then back southwest again early next week. So there we are. Some weather, and the sun rose this morning at 7:26 and will set at 12 past 5. And the length of visible light is 10 hours and 44 minutes. And the actual day length is 9 hours and 46 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 8 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon, yes, I've seen it both morning and night the last few days, will rise at 10:35 tonight and will set at 12 or 17 p.m. There's a waning gibbous, 63% illuminated. So there's some weather for you. Now I'm going to play for you a song by Blam 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 called Don't Fight It, Marsha. It's bigger than both of us. folks. That was Blam 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 Blair with Don't Fight It, Marshall. It's bigger than both of us, and a bit of excitement outside the studio, thinking palm trees in the main street are going to get blown over, but they have not yet. We had a massive gust of wind just come through. Prolonged gust of wind from the north, it looked like to me, which is interesting.
Southwest.
Southwest. No, man.
Southwest.
No, well, but the flag was going that way, Aaron, right? So that means the wind's coming from the north, right? Anyway, public service announcements time here on the Over the Fence show. I want to say Volunteering Celebration Day is happening on Sunday, 16th of June from 4 to 6.30 right here in the Town Hall. So if you're a volunteer, one of the wonderful volunteers in Whangaroa, come along to that one. That's from 4 to 6.30 Sunday, 16th of June, Volunteering Celebration Day. And also want to tell you that John is a men's group or men's circle is meeting this evening. So get down to the Old School Arts Centre at about 5 to 7 and if you want to stand amongst some good men. Also want to say, like always, that the Aroha Seed Stand is in the entrance way to the Town Hall outside Rackham Community Radio HQ here. And the lovely Jasmine and Nick are in there at the moment with the tool library being open. And I need to go in there and get a water blaster off them actually later on, I have to remember. And other news I could bring you the Waikato Branch of the New Zealand Tree Crop Association. Having their tree and plant sale on, quite dark in the studio, here we are, Saturday the 6th of June. Saturday 6th of June from 8.30 at the Hamilton Gardens. And we, of course we will be talking a lot about this with our guests coming up pretty soon, actually. That will be Roger Matthews from the New Zealand Tree Crops Association Waikato Branch. And we'll get him on pretty shortly, and that's kind of all I can think of at the moment. Oh, I did see there's a guy parked outside the museum, and I think he's there till 2.30. It's a thing called the chat room for men's mental health, so stop in there and jump in, go and have a chat with him. He's there till 2.30, so yeah, that'll do for that. And now I'm going to play for you Paul Weller, Sunflower.
So I wish you so happy.
There we are, folks. That was Paul Weller there with his song Sunflower. I hope you enjoyed it. Now I'm going to play for Mike Rareri. I just seen him walking past, going up the hill there. It's called A Crying Shame by Head Like a Hole off their album Blood on the Honky Tonk Floor. There we are, folks. That was Head Like a Hole with his song Crying Shame. Goes out to Mike up at the community house there And now I'm going to ring up our guest for today. And while I get him teed up and organised, we'll come straight back with him after the song. Hopefully you're going well. By Panther in the Zoo called Everything, Everyone.
Sleeping on a lot lately. It doesn't make for the most therapeutic sleep, but I don't know what else to do with everything that occupies my waking mind. It all just slips my 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 mind.
And welcome back to the Over the Fence Show, folks. And now we are joined on the line by our guest for today from the New Zealand Tree Waikato branch of the New Zealand Tree Crops Association and also the Presidente of the New Zealand Fija Growers Association, Roger Matthews. How you going, Roger?
Good afternoon.
And how's the day today in beautiful Morrinsville?
Yeah, well, I got some pruning done a bit earlier, but then the weather closed in and it was pretty foul for a while.
Yeah, no, I've had some heaving sort of gales and that come through here. A couple of nice hail storms as well over here on the coast and firing it off.
Yeah, I haven't seen any hail here near Morrinsville where I am, but certainly some horizontal rain for a while.
Yeah, right on. And what fruit do you have on the trees on your property at the moment that might be copping it a bit?
My season is basically over. I've got citrus ripening in various types. Mm. I've got a few persimmons on the trees that could be picked. But the tail end of that, and I'm sort of largely feeding the birds with those at the moment. And the rest of the orchard, I've got a large planting of feijoas, about a hectare and a half of feijoas.
Right on.
I've got figs. Mm. That's what I was pruning this morning, cutting those right back. I've got a couple of hundred chestnut trees, and I've got some small macadamia nut trees as well.
Right on. And how long do they take? Macadamia nuts take to what age do the trees sort of start having the nuts?
They're taking a while. I've struggled to get those established. We've had a run of winters with quite intense frosts and then drought summers. Mm. And I've got some trees that are the same size as when I planted them 4 years ago.
Right on.
Which is not terribly productive. generally, you'd look at getting nuts on after 4 years. My bigger trees are just starting to produce nuts, and hopefully we'll get there. They're when they're mature, they're frost hardy, but as young trees, it does tend to burn all the growing tips out of them. And my trees were all grafted trees, and unfortunately, quite a lot of the grafts died, so quite a lot of my trees are actually stock.
Right. Okay, interesting. And how many hectares you got there, Roger?
I've got a total of 8 hectares.
Yeah.
But I'm just a sole charge person, and that would be for one person to manage. So I've got 3 hectares in a maize.
All right. Yeah. And is it all in trees?
I've got a couple of buildings. I've got my house and a farm shed. The rest's largely in trees. And the area sort of around the house and between the shed, I cut for hay a couple of times a year, get a few dollars back from.
Right on. Do you make small conventional bales?
No, contractors comes in and does big round bales. Right. Really, the issue is these days that the contractors are getting bigger and bigger gear, and they need bigger and bigger areas to make it economic.
Yeah.
Quite hard to find contractors who are happy to deal with a smaller block.
Yeah. Yeah, now I've heard that from a few small landholders, the same thing. Yeah, machinery can't even get through the gates in that half the time these days with the big gears.
Exactly.
Yeah, 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 which
exactly.
is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and so you are the Presidente of the New Zealand Feijoa Growers Association. Tell us a bit about that organisation, Roger.
Well, we've got a group of, there's probably about 200 members, give or take, which represents probably about 200, maybe 250 hectares of planted in feijoas.
Right.
They range from Christchurch is about as far south as commercial growers go, to Northland. We've had some problems with growing feijoas in the north of the country. Unfortunately, the area around Kerikeri, there's a fungus which attacks the trees and then lives within the tree. And
is that anthracnose? Is that the one?
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There are various types of anthracnose that are not terribly damaging and affect just fruit. But this is actually, it lives in the tree, kills off branches, leaves. They've seen big fungal splotches on flowers.
Crikey.
And despite doing a lot of work, the only cure for it is a bulldozer and a drum of diesel.
Oh, man.
So those growers in the Kerikeri area have largely exited the industry, which was pretty devastating for them. But some of them have moved on. Others have just moved to different crops. One of the biggest growers there was moving to Tamarillos. So it just seems to be a specific feijoa fungus. And then, of course, Northland down to the Bombay Hills, there's bit of problem with guava moth, and that's equally difficult to manage. It doesn't cause death of the trees like the anthracnose does, but it does reduce fruit quality and quantity.
Right on. Yeah, because you see a lot of them around. A lot of people use feed jars as hedges and stuff like that. I wonder, at a guess, how many feed jar trees there are in Aotearoa, I wonder. It'd be almost impossible to tell, wouldn't it?
It would be impossible to tell. Yeah. As you say, typically, most people, or a high number of people, have a tree or two trees in their back garden of fruiting varieties. The hedge varieties are typically just grown from seed, and so they don't. Sometimes you're really lucky, you can get good specimens in amongst them, but some of the times they produce very small or infrequent fruit. But they're great for trees. Great for hedges, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's certainly a lot of feijoas. It's a crop that New Zealanders have taken to heart and made it their own, even though it's not a tree that comes from around here.
Where does it come from, Roger?
Feijoas originally come from on the border of Brazil and Uruguay.
Oh, yeah?
They were described identified in... classified by Portuguese and by French botanists.
Mm-hmm.
And they got moved to Europe. I've seen some good photographs of feijoas growing in parks in Monaco in the middle of the Formula One track.
Oh, yeah.
Those that recently watched the race. Mm-hmm. So the south of France, there's quite a few feijoas growing around there. From there, my understanding is that they got taken to Kew Gardens in London, and then English settlers brought them out to New Zealand, where they've taken off.
Hmm. Interesting, yeah. I know they're massively, hugely popular in Aotearoa, but are they sort of consumed around the world much, Roger?
Their lack of shelf life is a handicap.
Hmm.
Out of New Zealand, we were starting to grow a significant export industry, but the impact of COVID on logistics and on air freight in particular meant that the export market out of New Zealand has largely evaporated.
Ah,
we still export a little bit to Australia, a little bit to Singapore, maybe a bit to Hong Kong. And there are a few people who are sending some processed fruit through to the United States, but that's very small market for us. Probably the biggest exporter of feijoas in the world is Colombia.
Right. Okay.
And Colombia being right on the equator, you wouldn't think that feijoas would grow in the tropics, but they grow them above 2,500 meters in the Andes.
Right.
So right up high as an alpine plant. Because they're right on the equator, they don't really get a winter or a summer. They don't get seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They grow their feijoas and get two crops a year.
Right. Interesting, isn't it?
Because once when you prune a feijoa tree, it will then stimulate budding and flowering. The moment you finish your harvest, you prune hard, and you've still got warm temperatures, warm growing conditions, and it'll sprout away again and flower, and you'll get a second crop.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, so Colombia, right, is kind of the exporting hub.
Yes.
And you say we export some to Australia. Do they not grow over there so well, or the feijoas, or...?
They do. There are problems with the Queensland fruit fly that causes all sorts of havoc. The growers, particularly sort of northern New South Wales, Queensland, they've got to completely net their trees. Unlike guava moth, which, although they're a small moth, they're quite a big organism. Fruit flies are tiny, and you've got to have very, very fine mesh.
Right.
And they'll find their way through the smallest gap. So it's quite a palaver and probably quite expensive to grow them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well. Hence, you see the price in Sydney supermarkets that make growers in New Zealand wince when they're selling for $19, $20 a kilo.
Crikey. All right. What do they sell for over here usually?
Lately, start of the season, you can get close to $10 retail.
Oh, yeah. That'd be kg, I guess, right?
Pardon?
That'd be a kg, I guess.
And at the in the mid season in supermarkets, they'll be down to $4. Maybe a supermarket will special them out at $3.50, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the season, they rise up in price again. This year, the highest prices I got were right at the end of the season.
Right. Okay. And you expellia your feeders, do you not?
Yeah, I use a three wire system that I copied from another local grower who was very generous with helping a newbie to the industry. But one of the things that I was pretty keen on was I didn't want to have any ladders in my orchard.
Right.
Consideration of health and safety, and I didn't want to be going up and down ladders and potentially falling off one.
Fair enough.
Also, it produces, you keep your trees small, you've got a high number of trees per hectare. You can mostly pick from one side of the tree because you can reach, the trees are flat on the wires. You can reach almost all the way through. So it just makes life a lot easier. And also, because the trees don't blow around in the wind at all, you're not going to get branch rub on your fruit, and your fruit tend to be of better quality.
Interesting. Okay. And do you interplant them with anything, Roger?
No, just grass.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's interesting, that is, okay. And how long has the New Zealand Feeder Growers Association kind of been around? I'd never even heard of it before before today.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It'd be a good 20 years.
Okay.
Possibly more. But, I mean, within the umbrella of Horticulture New Zealand, And also alongside Horticulture New Zealand, there's a really large number of growers associations that are fruit specific. There's citrus growers, there's walnut growers, there's chestnut growers associations, macadamia growers association. So there's a lot of small growers groups.
Right, okay. And a local author here, Kate Evans, just wrote a book, was it last year, about just called Feed Jars, all about Feed Jars.
Yeah, I think it was a few years it took, a labour of love, and it's really a spectacular little book, which is well worth getting hold of and reading.
Yeah, did you have a bit of input into that one?
Well, we've provided certainly some moral support and encouragement, We had her come and speak to the growers at one of our annual general meetings, which was very well received.
Yeah.
And gave what help we could along the way. Yeah. Also, she had a Patreon funding program, which we spread around some of our growers so people could choose to put a bit of cash into support her while she was doing the writing.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, and I've seen the book around. I must buy a copy next time I see it around somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, it's well worth a read. It's a good book.
Yeah, okay, excellent. And you were out here and finding it off the launch day, I understand.
Yes, because the connection with Kate, I got to come out when she launched that in Raglan.
Yeah, right on. Okay, and I guess you're also on the Waikato branch of the New Zealand Tree Crops Association. And how long have you been involved with them,
yes.
Roger?
I've been involved with them probably 3 years.
Okay.
Or so, something like that. Getting involved with some of these organisations is a good way to learn. I mean, I'm relatively new to horticulture, and it helps you to meet people who have got different experiences, different skills, different knowledge, so that when you need some help with something, you can pick up the phone or use the email and get a...
Oh, gone again.
Yep, done.
Oh, there you are, yep.
Yep, I'm here.
Yep.
Yeah, so I joined Crops just to increase my knowledge about other trees as well as the Fijoas.
Yeah, right on. And they're an interesting bunch of people. Everyone I've talked to from the New Zealand Tree Crops Association, interesting people.
Some very passionate people and some incredibly knowledgeable people as well.
Yeah. And about anyone can sort of join, can't they? From organic right through to conventional to everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, we're a broad church, cater to a wide variety of interests and experiences.
Yeah, right on. I think originally started out as the New Zealand Nut
thing or something, did it? Society or something like that?
Fruit and Nut, I think. Yeah. A long time back, well before my time.
Yeah. How many people are involved with it now in the Waikato area, Roger?
I think probably in the Waikato, I think they're looking at about 300 to 400 people as members.
Right on.
Of that order. I don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure, but it's something of that order.
Okay. And you do events and things, like I read out earlier, and could you tell us a bit more about this one, if you like, the New Zealand Tree Crop Association Waikato Branch, Saturday 6th of July, the tree and plant sale. Tell us a bit about that, Roger.
Yeah, we're particularly known for our tree and plant sale. It's my understanding, and someone I'm sure will correct me if I'm wrong, but it's probably one of the largest tree and plant sales of all of the crop association groups around the countryside. Mm. It's an annual event that we hold certainly all the time. I've been involved. It's held.
Nope. Dropped off the line again. Did our guest? I presume he's going to ring back, so we'll try and get him back on. Roger.
Yeah, sorry about that. We've got a bit of a squall blowing through at the moment, and it must have blown the cell phone link away.
Yes, so the tree and plant sale, Saturday 6th of July at Hamilton Gardens.
Yeah, all my time it's been at Hamilton Gardens, which is a great venue. We use this last year and this year we use one of the car parks just off Entrance Gate 2 from Cobham Drive.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of trees that the club, the association, buys in. We buy in a large number of a wide variety of citrus trees.
Mm.
We also buy in quite a number of avocados of various varieties.
Okay.
The area that I'm particularly involved is that I've sourced almonds, hazelnuts, and some cherries. So we'll have those for sale there. We get them from wholesale nurseries around the country, truck them into Hamilton, and we have those up for sale. And then we have both other nurseries and members who want to come along and bring trees that they've grown and have a sales table or a sales area. And there's just a wide variety of trees there to purchase, figs, apples, the ones I've already mentioned, as well as garden shrubs and plants, vegetable seedlings. It's quite a variety.
Right on. And anyone can bring along some seedlings or small trees to sell or whatever?
They'd need to register with the club.
Yeah.
So we know who's coming.
Yep.
But yes, they can. And the only thing is that we take a 10% commission.
Right on.
And we use that to fund the activities of the club.
Yeah, okay. And if people want to get involved with you, to get involved with that one, how do they get a hold of you, Roger?
Probably if they're of an ilk to use Facebook, we have a Facebook page. Any Google search will take you to New Zealand Tree Crops or Waikato Tree Crops. And we have an email for queries, which is waikato@treecrops.org.nz.
All right.
That's waikato@treecrops.org.nz.
Fantastic. So there you go, folks. If you want to get a hold, and I suppose anyone could just turn up on the day, right, and buy some things or whatever. Yeah.
That's just open for people to come in. If they plan to buy a significant number of plants, if they've got a wheelbarrow or a little trolley or something, it'd be wise to bring that along so they can get them back to their car. Because it's quite a confined area and with lots of people and kids and pets, once the sale has started, we don't allow any vehicles into the car park.
Fair enough.
And a lot of people will want to come and load their boot up, which is, you understand that, but just the risk of running over someone's dog or, heaven forbid, someone's child, we just can't allow that. Yes. So if you've got a wheelbarrow, bring it along.
Yeah, very good advice there. And that is Saturday, 6th of July, so get there from 8:30 to 1 o'clock, Roger, isn't it?
Yes, that's the one.
Fantastic.
And our second main function is in September, which is a grafting workshop where we teach people how to graft fruit trees. They pay a small fee. I can't actually remember the number off the top of my head.
Yeah.
They come along and they'll get given a couple of apple and or plum rootstocks.
Yeah.
And then there's a wide variety of the whatever apple you your heart desires, or pears or nashis. After a demonstration and with club members wandering around to help out, we'll teach you how to graft up an apple tree or a plum tree or a pear tree.
Fantastic.
And then you get to take it home and plant it.
All right, yes. No, well, we'll keep you in touch about that. It was September, that one, wasn't it? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, no, because it's a skill, isn't it? And the more people I know, the better, really, to my mind, grafting things. And I know I'd like to learn how to do it properly. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get into all sorts of interesting things. I've got a row of crab apple trees down my driveway, which are there for just for the flowers in the summer, in the spring, and then the decorative apples during the summer, and maybe a little bit of jam making. I've actually been going in and grafting a branch of eating apple into one of the crab apple trees, so each of my crab apples will now have one or two varieties of eating apples on them as well.
Yeah, right on. Cool. Fun. Yeah, all right. Okay, Roger, well, we better let you go and wrap it up, but anything you want to inform the listeners about?
No, I think those are the two big events for the year.
Yeah.
If you really want, if you want to start a home orchard, if you want to learn about growing trees in your garden or elsewhere, track us down. Come and join the association. You get a great monthly newsletter and other resources, and it's a good group of people.
Fantastic. And that is the New Zealand Tree Crop Association, ladies and gentlemen. And we are talking to Roger Matthews. Thank you very much for your time, Roger. Really appreciate it. We might get you back on closer to September or something like that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Ta-da, Roger. Bye.
Bye.
So we are, folks. Roger Matthews there from the New Zealand Tree Crop Association. He's also the president of the New Zealand Fruit Growers Association. And that's kind of it for the show today. Been a bit of a patchy one today, but hey, we got there in the end. I'm going to go out with a song here by David Kilgore and the Heavy Eights called Look Like I'm Running Out. Have a great week, everybody. Ka kite.